The Calvert County, Maryland Commissioner's Reports is a headline news podcast brought to you in part by the Department of Communications and Media Relations. Commissioner's Reports is a summary of the agenda and outcomes of Board of County Commissioner meetings, related public information, and events. Hello, and welcome to Commissioner's Reports. I'm your host, Kevin G. Schmidt. In this week's Board of County Commissioner meeting, public service announcements. Acknowledgement was shared for the 109th anniversary of the U.S. Navy Reserve, celebrated on March 3, 2024. Ribbon-cutting ceremonies were held for two district stations for the Calvert County Sheriff's Office, one new location in Dunkirk at 10500 Southern Maryland Boulevard, and one new location in Lusby at 11780 H.G. Truman Road. These new district stations signify the BOCC's dedication to public safety and our continuing collaboration with Sheriff Ricky Cox in the Sheriff's Office to ensure safe communities, roadways, and a thriving county. Thursday, March 21st, from 6 to 8 p.m., there is a free meet-and-greet event with State Senator Michael A. Jackson, delegates Mark N. Fisher, Kevin M. Harris, and Jeffrey E. Long, Jr., at the Governor Calvert House, 58 State Circle, Annapolis. Light refreshments will be provided. Please bring a photo ID if attending the event. RSVP by Friday, March 15th to Senator Michael A. Jackson at 410-841-3700 or by email at michael.jackson@senate.state.md.us. Proclamation, Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. In 1987, President Ronald Reagan first proclaimed the month of March as Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month to provide the encouragement and opportunities necessary for people with developmental disabilities to reach their fullest potential. Through awareness and outreach to identify barriers and develop solutions, the goal of absolute inclusion and integration can become a reality and highlight the principle that everyone benefits when people with and without disabilities live, learn, and earn together in the community. The BOCC proclaims the month of March be known as Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. National Good Sportsmanship Day. National Good Sportsmanship Day has been recognized on the first Tuesday of March every year since 1991. The foundations of good sportsmanship develop crucial life skills for players and spectators alike, expanding our physical and emotional intelligence and preparing us for adulthood by fostering a strong sense of integrity and collaboration. The BOCC proclaims March 5th, 2024, be observed as Good Sportsmanship Day in Calvert County. In a consent calendar, Department of Public Works, MD Department of Natural Resources, assessing the changing flood risks in Calvert County, $75,000 grant approval with deadline extension. Department of Public Safety, right of entry, and memorandum of agreement for hazard mitigation grant project to demolish three high-risk cliff properties and one repetitive loss flood property in the county. Office of the County Administrator, FY24, $71,125.31, Administrative Office of the Court Security Funding MOU to the BOCC. Department of Public Safety, FY23 Assistance to Firefighters Grant Opportunities. All consent agenda items were adopted as presented. New business. Department of Finance and Budget. Transportation Fiscal Year 2025. Staff Recommended Budget 6-Year Capital Improvement Plan. Finance and Budget has examined DPW Transportation's FY25 through FY30 6-Year CIP Staff Recommended Budget. DPW Transportation encompasses various vital initiatives, including county road repairs, county road paving, culvert repairs, and salt barns. Moreover, DPW Transportation addresses non-specific transportation projects, incorporating roadway safety improvements, sidewalk repair programs, as well as bridge and dam maintenance and repairs. The fiscal impact for DPW Transportation's 6-year CIP proposed budget reflects $129,993,060. This presentation is to prepare the BOCC for the 6-year capital improvement plan costs for DPW Transportation and seek the board's direction on those projects ahead of the official staff recommended budget public hearing on March 19th, 2024. Waterman's Wharf Oversight Committee. Annual report of the Waterman's Wharf Oversight Committee. The Waterman's Wharf Oversight Committee was formally created by the BOCC August 9, 2011. The purpose of this committee is to provide oversight to the wharf leased by the county for the use of watermen engaged in commercial fisheries. The Waterman's Wharf Oversight Committee will continue to ensure that all slips are filled and the wharf will continue to operate as a working Waterman's Wharf. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the Calvert County Board of County Commissioners will be held March 12, 2024 at 10 a.m. In other Calvert County local news and events, Calvert County Parks and Recreation announces the annual Therapeutic Recreational Duck Race on Saturday, March 23rd from 3:30 to 4 p.m. Participants will purchase a rubber duck to race down the Edward T. Hall Aquatic Center's pool, and all proceeds from this event will go towards the Therapeutic Recreation Scholarship Fund. The scholarship fund helps individuals with special needs who are attending therapeutic recreation programs and summer camps. Regular rubber ducks are available for sponsorship at $5 each. And deluxe ducks, such as pirates and mermaid ducks, can be purchased for $6 each. Quack packs containing 12 regular or deluxe ducks can be purchased for $55 and $65 online at calvertcounty.perfectmind.com. Are you a local farmer or artisan interested in selling products at farmers markets? The Calvert County Department of Economic Development is now accepting farmers market vendor applications. For information on how to apply, visit www.visitcalvert.com/farmers market vendor. That concludes our broadcast. The Calvert County, Maryland Commissioners Reports is a headline news podcast. Stay current with other news in Calvert County by following and liking the Calvert County Government's Facebook page at facebook.com/Calvert County MD, on Instagram at Calvert County Gov, on YouTube, youtube.com/Calvert County Gov, and our official website, www.calvertcountymd.gov. Thank you.